The scripture of this service is Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, and members of 9,000 branch churches in the United States of America, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua, Costa Rica, Panama, Venezuela, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Brazil, Bolivia, Uruguay, Argentina, Chile, Japan, Mongolia, China, Taiwan, Thailand, Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, Indonesia, Nepal, India, Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, Israel, Palestine, Egypt, Sudan, Ethiopia, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Burundi, Tanzania, Congo, Gabon, Angola, Botswana, Swaziland, South Africa, Burkina Faso, Liberia, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Nigeria, the United Kingdom, Ireland, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Germany, Italy, Greece, Russia, Sweden, Estonia, Belarus, Ukraine, Dagestan, and local sanctuaries in Korea. The members were attending this service through satellites and the internet. And GCN TV viewers and Manmin TV viewers. I just called the names of the countries, but three more countries are waiting to be listed. And please add them to this list, okay? In Matthew chapter 25, we find the parable of the talent. A master gave each of his three servants one talent, two talents, and five talents, respectively. The servant who received five talents conducted merchandising for his master and gained an additional five talents. The servant given two talents also gained two more talents. But the one with one talent just buried the talent in the ground and didn't make any profit. The master praised the servants who earned two and five additional talents and gave them rewards. He said, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Enter into the joy of your master." But he rebuked the servant who just buried the one talent, saying, "You wicked and lazy slave," and said, "Throw out the worthless slave into the outer darkness." Then he took his one talent and gave it to the servant who earned five additional talents. Now, would you like to give this one talent to the one who was given two talents or five talents? To whom do you want to give that one talent? Probably you like to give it to the one who has received two talents, right? When I was a newcomer, I thought, isn't it better to give the one talent to the one who was given two talents? But as I doing my ministry, I realized I should give it to the one who was given five talents. Why? Because he can manage it, even though he has received many talents. So even though someone is given many talents, he can be given more talents. So later I could understand what this Bible. God also gives us many duties according to our talents, so we can work for Him. We should never bury an opportunity in the ground. We have to fulfill it with all our strength so that we can benefit the kingdom of God. So all the groups have elected their leaders, right? Now, some of you were not elected as a group leader again. Most of the group leaders were succeeded to be elected as a group leader again, but some others were not. It's not. It's not an easy job to be elected as a group leader again. But they have been so faithful. Today, among the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit, I will talk about faithfulness, the seventh fruit. Through this message, I pray in the name of the Lord that you will check your heart once again and become precious workers who can be recognized by God as good and faithful servant. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a dictionary definition of the word faithfulness is the quality of being steadfast in affection or allegiance, or firm in adherence to the promises or in observance of duty. Even in the world, faithful people are valued highly for being trustworthy. And those who are spiritually faithful are treasures in the kingdom of God, and they give out a fragrant aroma. They give out the fragrance of an unchanging heart, the fragrance of steadfast obedience like that of a work cow, and the fragrance of a trustworthy heart. If we can give out these kinds of fragrances, the Lord will also say, "We are so lovely," and He wants to embrace us. But the kind of faithfulness that is recognized by God is different from that of the worldly people. Just fulfilling our duty completely in action cannot be spiritual faithfulness. Also, if we put all our effort and even our lives in one particular area, it's not complete faithfulness. Then, what kind of faithfulness is the true faithfulness that is recognized by God? First, it is to do more than what is entrusted to us. When workers are paid for their work, we don't say they are faithful when they fulfill their duties. We can say that they did their job, but they did only what they are paid for. So we cannot say they are faithful. They just did their job, right? But even among the paid workers, there are some who do more than what they are paid to do. They don't do it with reluctance or just thinking they have to do at least as much as they are paid. They fulfill the duty with all their heart, mind, and soul without sparing their time and money, having the desire coming from the heart. For example, there are some Levites who do much more than what they are entrusted to do. They work even after work hours or on holidays. And even when they don't work, they always think about their duties. They don't just do what they are told to do, but they always think about how to do their job better to benefit the church and the members. In addition, they spend their time and effort to take care of other souls too, functioning as cell leaders or small group leaders. It is faithfulness when we do more than what we are entrusted to do, like above. Also, in taking responsibility, those who bear the fruit of faithfulness will do more than what they are responsible for doing. For example, in the case of Moses, he put up his life when he prayed to save the sons of Israel who had committed sins. Actually, Moses' duty was to bring out the people from Egypt and lead them according to the commands of God. But when Moses was fulfilling this duty, he didn't just obey in action to do what God commanded him to do. He had a heart of God and guided the people with all his love and effort when he fulfilled his duty. That's why, when the people committed sins, he felt as if it were his own fault, and he wanted to take the responsibility for it. It was the same with the Apostle Paul. Romans 9 verse 3 says, "For I could wish that I myself were cursed, separated from Christ for the sake of my brethren, my kinsmen according to the flesh." He didn't think, "I tried my best to preach the gospel, but they didn't accept it, so I can't help it." Now, check your heart. some people say, I did my best. I prayed so hard, but why don't I receive answer? Why don't I receive blessing? Didn't senior pastor say, this is the year of blessing? Why don't I receive healing? Why don't I receive blessing? Some people complain like this. But Father God told me to ask them how faithful they were. Did they please God? Did they love God? Father God told me to ask them why so many people are receiving answers and blessings. Why there are some people who do not receive healing or blessing? Father God told me to ask themselves to see whether they've been faithful, whether they showed faith. If they showed faith, what was the proof for this year? How much they have changed and how much they come into the Spirit? Ask them. That's what God said. That's what God said. They are the same. They cannot say they were faithful. They cannot say they managed a good believing life. That's why, while others are receiving blessing, they cannot receive healing, they cannot receive blessing, they cannot receive answer. You already heard many times these professions of faith of these two great men of God. But even though you hear it and know it, you cannot cultivate the heart of faithfulness. Even those who have faith and perform their duties would say something different from what Moses said if they were in the same situation that he had been. In other words, they will say, God, I did my best. I feel pity for the people, but I have also suffered a lot while leading these people. What they are really saying is, I did everything I was supposed to do. They may even worry that, though they are not responsible, they may receive the rebuke together with others for their sins. Some people say they are severely rebuked, even though they are lightly pointed by their leaders. You are supposed to say amen and accept the rebuke with warm heart. But some people complain like that. I think I told you about this. Father God rebuked me before the members for 7 weeks. But I've never grudged against God. I've never complained against God. I always prayed for the sick. I was a seminary college student. I couldn't sleep well. And I led the all-night prayer meetings. And I prepared dozens of sermons. Even though I was faithful like that, I was busy like that, during the Friday all-night service, Father God rebuked me before the eyes of the members. It was like that for 7 weeks, but I've never complained. And I always tried to find where my fault lied. What is it that Father God is trying to point me? For after 7 weeks, God said, I tested you. Even though I rebuked you for 7 weeks before the eyes of your members, you had never complained against me. You rather gave thanks to me. Whenever you were pointed, you tried to find what the fault was with you. But you didn't have any, you didn't make any fault. I tested you, and you passed this test. And I'm going to give you more of power of God. So Father God gave me blessing. Now, if God tests you like this, how many people can you pass it? If I rebuke you in front of many people, even though you didn't do anything wrong, can you accept it? Can you say amen with good heart? Of course you can. Of course many people will be able to do so. But even though their words may be right, we can understand the heart of these people is quite far away from faithfulness. Of course, not just anybody can pray, please forgive their sins or blot me out of the book of life. And why, when I am talking about this faithfulness, it's not about the great love to sacrifice one's life. It just means that if we bear the fruit of faithfulness in our heart, we cannot just say we do not have responsibility. Before we think we did our best in our deeds, we will first think about the kind of heart that we had when we were fulfilling our God-given duties. Also, we will first think of the love and mercy of God for the souls, and that God doesn't want them to be destroyed, even though He is going to punish them for their sins. Then what kind of prayer would we offer to God? We will probably say from the depths of our hearts, God, it's my fault. It was me who didn't guide them better. Give them one more chance in consideration of my behalf. It's the same in all the other aspects. Those who are faithful will not just think, I've done enough, but they will work overflowing with all their heart. Whenever you make a wall of sin before God, I always blamed myself. Father God, it's my fault. It's my fault not teaching them well. I pray like that to God. Then Father God always tells me, it's not your fault. You did your best. But your members didn't listen to you and didn't put it into practice. It's not your fault. Father God always says that. But still, I put that blame on myself and I ask God for forgiveness. In the 2 Corinthians 12, verse 15, Paul said, I will most gladly spend and be expended for your souls. If I love you more, am I to be loved less? In other words, he was not coerced to take care of the souls, nor did he do it superficially. He took great joy in fulfilling his duty, and that is why he said he would be expended for other souls. He offered himself again and again with complete devotion for other souls. As he said, it's true faithfulness if we can fulfill our duty overflowingly with joy and love. Now, second, the kind of faithfulness that is recognized by God is to be faithful in the truth. Suppose someone joined a gang and dedicated his life to the boss of the gang. Will God say he is faithful? Of course not. God can recognize our faithfulness only when we are faithful in goodness and truth. It's not goodness. It's not truth. So when you were faithful, and when you do such a job, Father God will not recognize your faithfulness. And the most important thing to be faithful in the truth is the circumcision of the heart. Revelation 2 verse 10 says, Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. Here, to be faithful until death does not just mean we have to work hard and faithfully until our physical death. It rather means we try to accomplish the Word of God in the 66 books of the Bible with all our life. First of all, we have to cast away sins to the point of shedding blood and keep the commandments of God. As written in Hebrews, you have to cast sins away to the point of shedding blood. This is faithfulness. To stay far from the sins that Father God detests, this is the beginning of faithfulness. Without this, if you are faithful physically, Father God does not call it faithfulness. First of all, you have to cast off every form of evil and the untruth. but keep the commandments of God and resemble the Lord. This is the first and foremost faithfulness. Then you have to show physical faithfulness. As Paul said, I die daily. We have to put our flesh to the death completely and become sanctified. This is spiritual faithfulness. What God the Father desires of us the most is holiness. We have to realize this point and do our best in circumcising our hearts. Of course, it does not mean that we cannot assume any duties before we become completely sanctified. It means whatever duty we are carrying out right now, we have to do it along with accomplishing holiness. Those who continuously circumcise their hearts will not have changes of attitude in their faithfulness. Even in actual difficulties that occur or some trials of the heart, they will not give up their precious duty just because of that. On the other hand, if we neglect circumcision of our hearts, we won't be able to keep our heart when we are faced with difficulties and hardships. We may forsake the relationship of trust with God and give up our duty. In a year's period of time, some people do their duty diligently for part of the time, but neglect it during the remainder of the year. They diligently fulfill their duties for some time, but then they cannot even be seen for several months at it. Okay? Then, if they recover the grace of God, they work hard again for a while, and this cycle goes on and on. Most of the people were able to continue their job as group leaders, and then some of them said, Senior Pastor, I was not faithful in the half of this year, the first half, but if I, you know, but if we are faithful in the later half, in the second half, then we are recognized. How evil heart that is, he has. You should not be faithful like that with such a heart. Okay? You should be faithful throughout the entire year. Now, ask your child. Now, you play during the first half, but you should work so hard during the later year, okay? I mean, the second half of the year, okay? You don't need to preach the gospel other than the period of evangelization in the contest. I heard that, you know, some groups had hard time to elect the group leader because they wrote their names all the time, again and again. Some of them said, okay, now that's enough, I will give up. Then someone was elected as group leader. When I heard that, I was thankful. Because everybody considers, treasures their duty. They try hard to become even a group leader. They have such faith, so I was faithful. So, in this year coming 2010, you will do great job, right? Those workers who have, you know, fluctuations like this cannot be recognized to be faithful, even though they may do their jobs well. To have the faithfulness acknowledged by God, we must have the spiritual faithfulness as well, which means we have to circumcise our hearts. But circumcising our heart in itself does not become our reverse. Circumcision of heart is a must for children of God who are saved. They just did what they have to do. But if we cast away sins and fulfill our duties with a sanctified heart, we can bear much greater fruit than when we fulfill them with fleshly mind. Therefore, we will receive much greater rewards. As written in the Bible, when you are reserved blameless and spotless until the Lord comes. Which means when you enter the Spirit and the whole Spirit until the Lord comes, then your rewards will be great. Bible does not say it's okay to be sanctified until the Lord comes. No, you have to be sanctified and enter the Spirit and the whole Spirit even before the Lord comes and work faithfully. When you are faithful, after you enter the Spirit and the whole Spirit, Father God takes it so so pleasingly. And your rewards will be so great. But the faithfulness that you show during when you are in flesh, the rewards is not so great. But some people even, you know, ruin the rewards that they have piled up so far by committing sin. Those who are not healed yet, they, you know, pile up, you know, prayers, okay, to be healed. And they reach a certain point that, which is so close to the point that Father God has set. But they do not receive healing answer according to what they expect. Then they got disappointed and they speak a word of complaints and they lose everything they have piled up so far. And they have to start again. They repeat this process over and over again. There are some people like that. Father God does not call it faith. You are just like, you know, dogs and swines. You should not live such a believing life. So when you are measured by the seven spirits, you cannot pass. And you cannot receive the answer. That's what Father God says. So that's why last week I delivered the message about why you are not receiving answer. For example, suppose you work hard with sweat all day on Sunday, but you had quarrels with many other people. You broke peace with many people, and if you serve the church with complaining and resentment, so much of your rewards will be subtracted. Father God does not like at all when you break peace. When you are leaders, you should never break peace. But if you serve the church with goodness and love, having peace, all your work will be an aroma acceptable to God, and each of your deeds will become your reward. Even if you are not seen, if you can work diligently and pray hard, but some others who complain at even a smallest trivial thing, it means he is a small, narrow-minded man, and they live their life with the self-righteousness. Now, third, the kind of faithfulness recognized by God is to work according to the Master's will. In the church, we have to work according to the heart and will of God. Also, we have to be faithful, obeying our leaders according to the order within the church. Proverbs 25:13 says, "Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him, for he refreshes the soul of his masters." Like the cold of snow in the time of harvest is a faithful messenger to those who send him. For he refreshes the soul of his masters.
Okay.
Even though we are very diligent in our duty, we cannot quench the desire of the heart of the Master if we just do what we want. For example, suppose the Master directed his worker to do the housekeeping work, but his worker went out to the field and worked all day. Then, even though he worked so hard, he is not a faithful worker. The reason we do not obey the Master's will is either because we follow our own ideas. Oh, you know what I'm saying, right? The Master ordered him to do the house chores, but the servant didn't do what he was ordered to do. He didn't follow the will of his master. The reason we do not obey the master's will is either because we follow our own ideas or because we have self-centered motives. This kind of person may seem to be serving his master, but he is not actually doing it with faithfulness. During the reign of King Sejong, Manli Che was always objecting. Was it better for him to obey king? But because due to his own self-righteousness and self-frame, he objected. But King Sejong was the one who loved even the enemy. Even though his servant was not in his side, he thought of the good talents, good gifts that he has received. And he tried to take advantage of it. That's why he didn't forsake a servant, Choi. So King Sejong tried to invent the Korean alphabet. Escaping from the eyes of the servant Choi. He always studied and invented. But there were other servants who tried to follow him, and so King Sejong made the Korean alphabet along with them. But servant Choi, he didn't listen to his own king. Well, if it had not been King Sejong, he would have been already forsaken. But King Sejong always took the good parts of him. He thought, it was faithfulness because he was doing what he was think it was right. When King Sejong proclaimed that he would study the astrology, and the servant Choi objected it because, the China wouldn't like it. But King Sejong proclaimed to study it for the sake of his people. So according to his own self-righteousness, he was right for the country. But King Sejong wanted this country to be independent from other countries. And the Korean alphabet was the same. We were using the Chinese character, but we wanted to invent our own. So for the sake of this country, King Sejong tried to invent our own alphabet so that all his people could learn and write easily. Because Chinese was not easy, so most of the majority of people could not write and could not read. So King Sejong tried to invent Korean alphabet, which is so easy. He had such a good heart. But servant Choi didn't understand his heart. He objected. And because of servant Choi, the King Sejong lost his eyesight. And later, servant Choi left him. So even if he was doing his job, it was not called faithfulness because he was always against the will of his king. I'm not sure whether those people with last name Choi are so stubborn. Well, please get rid of it, okay? He's only following his own thoughts and desires, and he can forsake the master's will anytime. In the Bible, we read about the person named Joab, who was a relative and a general of the army of David. Joab was with David through all the dangers while he was being chased by King Saul. He was beside King David all the time. And he was recognized, right? He had wisdom, and he was valiant. He managed the things that David wanted to be done. When he attacked the Ammonites and took their city, he practically conquered it and let David come and take it himself. General Joab conquered the city almost, but he waited until David came. He gave the reputation to his king. So he had such a good heart, you think. But he was not recognized, even though he did so. He didn't take the glory of the conquering of the city, but let David take it. He served David so very well like this, but David was not very comfortable with him. It was because his service was not from the bottom of his heart. Joab didn't hesitate to act insolently before David when he wanted to achieve his goal. When it was beneficial for himself, he disobeyed David. For example, General Abner, who was an enemy of David, came to David surrendering to him. David welcomed him and sent him back. Because he surrendered, so David liked the idea. It was because David could stabilize the people more quickly by accepting him. But when Joab found out this fact later, he followed Abner and killed him. Without letting King David know. It was because Abner killed Joab's brother in a previous battle. To revenge for his brother, he disobeyed the will of king and killed Abner, even though the king accepted Abner with a broader mind. To take revenge of his brother. If you read the history of China, Yu Fei was known as a man with virtue. But think of him. Try to examine him against the truth. I think the man with I thought Yu Fei was the man with goodness. But after I knew this truth, he was not. But after I knew the truth, I came to know Jae Gal Gong Myung and Cho Jia Leong was the one who were worthy to be called a good-hearted man. In order to take revenge for his brother, he attacked the city of Songwon and killed all the people by fire. He did that to revenge. How can we say he had a man of, he was a man of virtue? It was not the time for war. But he went out to war, you know, out of his anger to take revenge for his brother. He barely escaped from the battle and saved his life. And Joab was like that. He knew David would be in a difficult situation if he had killed Abner, but he just followed his emotions. Also, when David's son rebelled against David, David asked the soldiers who were going to fight with the men of Absalom to treat his son with kindness. Even though his son rebelled, and it was a shame before his people. He and his son put his father into a shame. Now the king was chased by his own son. But David asked his soldiers to treat him nice, with kindness. Dear brothers and sisters, where can you find such a heart? That's why you should go through trials. Before he went through this kind of trials, he had such a heart. But after the trials, he could have more humble heart, generous heart. And he became a king with a heart that Father God could use. Having heard this order, Joab killed Absalom. Maybe it was because if they let Absalom live, he could have rebelled again. But after all, Joab disobeyed the king's order at his own discretion. Even though he went through all the difficult times with the king, he disobeyed the king at crucial moments like this, and David could not trust him. Finally, Joab rebelled against King Solomon, David's son, and was put to death. At this time too, rather than obeying the will of David, he wanted to set the person whom he thought was right as the king. David chose Solomon, but Joab wanted to set the man that he thought was right as a king. He served David all throughout his life, but he didn't become a matriarch, but ended his life as a rebel. When we do God's work, rather than how hard we do the work, the more important thing is whether we are following the will of God. If you are diligent against the will of God, then there is no reward for you. You just do what you wanted to do. When we work in the church, we should also follow our leaders before we follow our own ideas. So that's why Father God is searching for the one who can obey the word of God, who can listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Then, the jobs can be done well, and the enemy, devil, and Satan cannot accuse. And all things can work for good to be able to give glory to God. So Father God is searching for such workers. Fourth, the kind of faithfulness that God wants is faithfulness on all God's house. In Numbers 12:7, God says about Moses, "He is faithful in all my household." To be faithful in all God's house means to be faithful in all aspects related with the person. In the church, we have to fulfill all our responsibilities when we have many duties. Even though we don't have a particular duty in the church, it is one of our duties to be present where we are supposed to be present as a member. Not only in the church, but in places of work and school, everyone has their duties. In all these aspects, we have to fulfill our duties as the members. All the cell leaders, district leaders, let's say they are faithful, but they neglect their house job, then we cannot say they are faithful in all house. Father God wants you to be faithful in all God's house. And Father God praised Moses because he was faithful in all God's household. And he was more humble than anybody. Now, you are faithful in the church, but not at your home. You neglect your job. You don't serve your husband well. And you give, cold dinner to your husband when he comes back to work, comes back from work. You do your job like that. You have to come home early before your husband comes home and treat your husband like that. But you don't do such job. Then Father God is not pleased with you. You make an excuse of God. And you don't serve your husband well. You don't treat your children well. Why are you coming home so late? You know I am working for the church, that's why. Do you think your children can understand it? Your children want their mom to be at home and serve them. But I'm not saying that you have to serve them forsaking the work of God. You have to make them understand your work. And at the same time, you have to serve them. If you are faithful like that, then your children will not grow up well. They will complain against you. Mothers of my friends not do their job like you do. They should not grow up like that. So you have to be faithful to your husband, to your children. You have to do your house chores well. To be faithful in all God's house is to be faithful as God's children and as leaders or members of the church, of the family, in the workplace, or in school. We should not be faithful only in one or two duties, but neglect other duties. We have to be faithful in all aspects. Is there anyone who thinks, I have only one body and how can I be faithful in all the areas? However, to the extent that we cast off flesh and change into spirit, it's not something difficult to be faithful in all God's household. That's why Father God gave one talent to the one who was given five talents. Why? Because he is capable of what he was doing. So when you enter spirit, you can do many things. Let's say, those who come into the Holy Spirit, when they visit their members, they deliver a short message, then the entire family change, and they obey, and they solve their problems. They visit members like this so easy. But while others who haven't come into spirit have to visit the member five times, the men who have come into the whole spirit can just visit just one time and the problems can be solved. That's why even though they are given so many duties, they can manage them. But the man of flesh cannot do it. They will say, I have so many duties. Even though I am alone in my prayer place. All the Levite workers, the pastors, and branch churches in Korea and in all over the world. I can check them. That's why I can manage this whole church. When something is wrong, I can react right away. When something is wrong spiritually, I correct them. So that everything can go well in peace, along with 9,000 branch churches around the world. Is there anyone who thinks, I have only one body and how can I be faithful in all the areas? However, to the extent that we cast off flesh and change into spirit, it's not something difficult to be faithful in all God's household. Yesterday, it was first time in 11 years to deliver a message and a wedding ceremony. He was a son of the president of Elders Association. And the senior deacon is Vin. But I didn't eat. I came back home right away. Why? Because my time is so valuable. It cannot be exchanged with anything. If I come home and take lunch by myself, I can save much more time and spend it in the working for God's kingdom. That's why I come home early. Of course, I wanted to spend some time with the members of this church that I love. But I have to come back for Father God's kingdom, because I allotted some time for God. Even though we invest just a little time, we can surely reap the fruit if we sow in spirit. Also, those who have changed into spirit do not follow their own benefit and comfort, but think about others' benefit and view things from the standpoint of others first. Therefore, such people would take care of all the duties, even if they must sacrifice themselves. Also, to the extent to which we go into spirit, our heart will be filled with goodness. And if we are good, we will not incline towards only one particular side. Even if we have many duties, we will not neglect some of the duties while fulfilling other duties well. We will do our best to take care of all our surroundings, trying to care for others a little more. Then, people around us will feel the truthfulness of our heart, so they will not be disappointed because we cannot be with them all the time, but they will rather be thankful that we care for them. For example, one person has two duties, and she is the leader in one of the groups, and just a member of the other. At this time, if she has goodness and she bears the fruit of faithfulness, she will not neglect either one of them. She will not just think, the members of the later group will understand me for not being with them because I am the leader of the former group. If she cannot be physically be with the later group, she will try to be some kind of her help to that group in other ways and in the heart. If she doesn't do that, she will feel sorry before God and others by herself. Likewise, we can be faithful in all God's household and have peace with everybody to the extent that we have goodness. In a certain mission, she is an assistant leader. She cannot attend the meeting because she is so busy. But the members of the group say, you know, she is so faithful because she attends she attends the meeting all the time. And so I was wondering, why, how is it possible for her to attend the meeting? And later I found, during the practice time, she comes out for a short time, and he greets to his group member, to her group member. She is practicing with her members for the special performance. But she comes to her group meeting and say, report that I am in the special, in the performance practicing right now. So I'm sorry. She attends the group meeting and then she goes back. So she does her job well like that. And now heard that she was elected as assistant leader, group leader again. Because she shares her heart like that with the members. The members in the basement are so busy. But then, they worked so hard and became the leaders of the United Mission, the assistant president or president. Some of them were not elected. And she felt so sorry. And she said, she will be faithful this year and then will be elected again. But I understand her. Why? There are so many foreign guests, and she has to devote her entire time for that. So that's why she could not attend her meetings and the United Mission, so she was not elected. But she was faithful. I mean, she was thankful. She said, I didn't serve them well. I'll do my job better so that I could be recognized by others in my United Mission. She told me like that. So when I heard her, I was relieved. I was pleased. Now compare her heart with your heart. Are you saying, I did my job well, but I was not elected. I was faithful for a couple of years, but I was not selected. No. You should be sorry and you should be thankful. At the same time. All the people should be like this. Likewise, we can be faithful in all God's household and have peace with everybody to the extent we have goodness. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Joseph was sold as a slave into the house of Potiphar, the captain of the royal bodyguard. And Joseph was so faithful and trustworthy that Potiphar left all the work in the house with this young servant and didn't care about what he did. The kingdom of God also needs many faithful workers like Joseph in many areas. If I entrust to you a certain duty and you fulfill it so faithfully that I don't have to look after it at all, then how great strength you will be for the kingdom of God. Though he served a physical master, Joseph worked faithfully with his faith in God. God didn't take it to be meaningless, but instead he made Joseph the prime minister of Egypt. He was a Gentile to the Egyptians. He was a slave. But in 13 years, he became the prime minister, second to the king. He was recognized like that. The Bible clearly explains why he was acknowledged and recognized. Even though he was wrongfully accused, he didn't complain. Even though he didn't do anything wrong, he was accused. But he didn't complain. He didn't excuse himself. He went to prison. Because he believed that God knew it. Do you think Father God would let him be like that, wrongfully accused? Even though Joseph was in prison, he was entrusted. And he became the prime minister later. You should become such a vessel. Don't complain over small matters. Just try to live by the truth, then you will not lose anything. Even if it seems that you lose some things, the Father God is looking at you, and He will give you blessing later. And the faithfulness we have in the Lord is to accomplish the kingdom of God and to save so many souls. Therefore, how great rewards we will receive in the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 101, verse 6 says, My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who walks in a blameless way is the one who will minister to me. I urge you to bear the fruit of faithfulness in hearts and walk in the blameless way. In doing so, may you become workers who are like pillars of the kingdom of God and enjoy the honor of ministering before God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's think of the message and pray. Father God, thank you for your great love. Let this message become life and faith in their hearts. Bless them, Father. I talked about the faithfulness, the seventh fruit of the Holy Spirit. They should do what they are entrusted to, more than what they are entrusted to. And I explained by mentioning the faithfulness of Moses and Apostle Paul. And they should be faithful in the truth. And the most important thing is the circumcision of the heart. I said that they can bear more fruit when they are faithful with the sanctified heart. And they have to be faithful according to the will of the masters. I talked about Joab, but his work was not from faithfulness because he did it from his selfishness. And I explained them that they have to be faithful after they come into the Holy Spirit. Just like Joseph, who was greatly recognized and acknowledged, I please bless them to become faithful workers. Father, we have to manage many, many jobs in 2010. Father, please bless us and let many workers come out in the church. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I will pray for the sick. Please lay your hands on the sick part of your body or infirmities over your body and receive this prayer for the desires of your heart. Father God, please lay your hands on these people. Transcending space and time, please work on these people. Those who receive this prayer through satellites and the internet, from the brain churches around the world, and all the GCN TV viewers and on the Maomin TV viewers. And those missionaries and servants of God who are in overseas countries. The members of the 9,000 branch church churches. Many people sent their prayer requests along with their pictures from overseas countries. From Indonesia, missionary Marina requested prayer so that she could sell a property during December. Gabriela Chabaria from Honduras requested prayer to get a good job and to find a good husband. Jairo Guerrero from Colombia requested prayer for his family be blessed spiritually and physically and receive financial blessing. Shi Rangyu requested prayer for her husband to be freed from alcohol addiction. Zhang Lingfeng requested prayer to come into spirit and to receive talent in praise in 2010. Father, please bless them. Give them answer, Father. May the light come. Father, from head to toe in every intestines and organs and nerve system, burn all diseases and germs by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let them become healthy in spirit and in body. Father, please work on those people. Let them see well. Let them hear well. Let them speak well. Let them be healed of all the terminal cancers. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed. All the uterine cancer, vagina cancer, the tumors, the kidney problems, heart problems, stomach problems, go away. All the high blood pressure, diabetes, go away. Low blood pressure, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit. May the light come. All the enemy, devil, and Satan, I command in the name of Jesus Christ, go away. May the light come. Father, please work on these people. All the swine flu, go away. Cough, fever, go away. Also from all the branch churches around the world, go away. Be burned by the fire of the Holy Spirit and be cleansed. Father, please protect their family from the contagious diseases. Protect them with the fiery eyes of the Holy Spirit and the amazing blazing eyes of yours. Father, thank you for the number of swine flu victims decrease. Father, let it be decreased all the more. Father, thank you. Protect your people this week. There will be the special ceremony to end the special Daniel prayer meeting. But please give answers according to their prayer. Thank you, Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.